to do this presentation is a brother from Arizona that's on the mailing list. I don't know that I've met him, but he sent me in three audio tapes, three different speakers, not that long ago. And each one of them had its own distinct error on it. And we're going to play one of these, just a part of a sermon here by a lay pastor. It's not much of it is good material. What's interesting, though, is he's doing a presentation on the sanctuary because there was some Adventist pastor in the Southern California area here recently. This is from this year, that was making a case why the sanctuary in heaven wasn't genuine and the work going on in the sanctuary in heaven wasn't genuine. And so he first develops his sermon by pointing out how this is going to happen. We've been told the foundations would be attacked. And then he goes into a study on the sanctuary and makes a clear defense against this position of this pastor. And he gets to a point in time where he's going to make the following statement. And I want you to listen to this, and then we're going to discuss it.
Ephesians chapter 2, we're talking about the investigative judgment. And by the way, all of this takes place before the close of probation, or at least it should take place before. I'm talking about the forgiveness of sins and conversion. The blotting out of sins takes place when? When does the blotting out of sins take place? Okay, and when is that? When Christ raises up in the most holy place, according to Daniel 12:1. When he stands up in the most holy place and he throws down the censer, then that's when the sanctuary, that's when the blotting out of sins actually took place.
Brothers and sisters, this brother here, a lay pastor, from what I can tell off the audio tape, is teaching that the blotting of sins takes place right at the very final moments of Christ's work in the most holy place. And you will hear that. You can read it in Adventist books, and you can hear it in Adventism. But what did we just read from Councils on Diets and Foods, from Great Controversy 6:11? Here are the times of refreshing to which the Apostle Peter looked forward to. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come. And we've already looked at several quotes where Sister White tells us that the time